The publication, State of the World's Land and Water Resources, fills an important gap in the information available on current trends and challenges directly related to two natural resources that are key to food and agriculture, namely land and water. It provides a wake-up call informing that humankind can no longer treat these vital resources as if they were infinite. The time for business as usual is over. We have known for some time that by 2050, due to increased population and higher levels of food consumption, global food production will have to increase by 70%. However, the onus will be on developing countries, which will need to achieve 100% increase in food production. This new report tells us that the land and water resources needed to support agricultural production are finite and unequally distributed globally. Scarcity of land and water is already a significant constraint on production in many regions of the world. The report also reminds us that the largest contribution to expected increases in agricultural output will most likely come from intensification of production on existing agricultural land rather than through expansion of croplands. And it also tells us that successes over the last 50 years in increasing agricultural production have come, in some cases, at the expense of degradation of land and water resources. Globally today, some 25% of all land is either already highly degraded or is undergoing high rates of reduction in its capacity to provide ecosystem goods and services. Even small changes in ecosystem health affect the poor the hardest. Land and water resources for food production are in many cases already under increasing pressure from competing demands for other uses such as urban expansion, aquaculture, or the cultivation of crops for the production of liquid biofuel. And the impacts of climate change in some geographic regions place even additional pressures on the world's lands and water resources. This report shows that the collective impact of these pressures has put key food production systems around the world at risk of breakdown of their environmental integrity and productive capacity. These systems at risk may simply not be able to contribute as expected in meeting the human demand for 2050. The consequences in terms of hunger and poverty are unacceptable. Remedial actions need to be taken now. We simply cannot continue on a course of business as usual. What steps need to be taken? Achieving increased production to address food security and poverty will require widespread adoption of sustainable land management practices and more efficient use of available resources. That means we need to be more productive and sustainable at the same time. The potential exists to narrow notable gaps in crop yields and to use irrigation water more efficiently. These best practices have been reported in Save and Grow, FAO's recently published guide for policymakers, which represents an important complementary source of information to the new report. Greater attention should be paid not only to technical options to promote intensification, but also to the adequacy of national policies and institutions to cope with increasing and rapid changes in demand while promoting sustainable management of land and water. The growing interdependence and competition over land and water resources in major river basins requires greater collaboration in order to ensure effective transboundary governance of these resources. Appropriate levels of investments, access to new mechanisms for financing, and development assistance will also contribute to overcoming constraints to the adoption of sustainable management of land and water resources. Lastly, countries should give priority attention to addressing conditions which place their key production systems at risk. I thank you for your kind attention.